This episode of The Mouse in Our House is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Orlando Stroller Rentals for all of your stroller needs in the Orlando area, Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant for quick, easy, beautiful nails in minutes, and Tanner Scooter Rentals for all of your ECV needs in the Orlando area. Hi there, friends. I'm Monica Pinto.
And I'm Manny Pinto.
And welcome, everyone, to episode 53 of The Mouse in Our House for August 19th, 2017. You know where we are. This is where we celebrate everything Disney, all the magic, the fun, those special memories. And of course, there's always going to be some stuff that just isn't so magical. But hey, don't worry about that. We've got plenty of pixie dust to take care of that for you. Now's when we always invite you to take some time to relax and let's chat Disney. Always from our perspective, of course. You know the drill. Grab yourself a nice cup of coffee and a little something sweet and let's get started. Joining us tonight is Michelle Papalizio Ross and her husband, Larry. Hi, Michelle and Larry.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
All right.
We're excited to have you with us. Now, before we actually start the show, I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Michael Johnson. Manny, you know, Michael Johnson and I were chatting on Facebook a couple weeks ago, and he posted his score for the Never Have I Ever episode.
Right.
And he made the nicest comment. He said, and I quote, "Thanks for doing your show. I love listening and have been trying to comment." That is just the nicest compliment I've gotten.
That's
with this
awesome.
Show.
That's great.
That is, you know, getting a great review is so awesome, and I thank everybody who does go out and review the show. But to have someone actually thank you for doing the show, that's just an amazing feeling. I couldn't stop beaming that day when I read his comment. So, Michael, thank you so much for listening to what I love to do, and I hope you continue to enjoy listening to the show. All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break to hear about our sponsors, and we're going to be right back with our topic for today. Friends, we all love our Disney trips and all the memories and experiences to be had, but the one experience you don't want is to have to carry your children through the parks or from the parks all the way back to your resort room. One solution is to rent a stroller in the parks, but what happens once you're done for the day? You'll need to leave that stroller behind, and you could end up carrying your child all the way back to your resort. But what if there's a better solution? There is! Orlando Stroller Rentals provides white glove service that every mom will love. I know this because I've rented from them numerous times, and boy did I love it. After renting in the parks on our first trip to Disney World, nothing made me happier than finding Orlando Stroller Rentals. Why was I so impressed? Well, there's so many reasons, but I'll give you just a few. Each stroller is brought to your resort and is waiting for you upon arrival. At the end of your vacation, the stroller will then be picked up directly from your resort. Does it get any more convenient than that? I don't think so. Each stroller undergoes intensive cleaning and an inspection process, and the strollers are easy to maneuver, easy to fold, and easy to transport. Just ask my husband. The strollers are lightweight but designed to accommodate a higher weight capacity, which makes them functional for older children. They all have reclining seats, making them comfortable for sleeping children, as well as a large sun canopy to protect children from the harsh sun. Nothing ruins a trip faster than sunburn, let me tell you. Make your reservation online today and guarantee your child's comfort at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. That's www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Or go to their Facebook page, Orlando Stroller Rentals. Tell them The Mouse in Our House sent you. Okay, Sabrina, let's make sure we have everything for our trip. Shampoo, check.
Bathing suits, check. Oh no, we forgot to do our nails.
Oh no, you're right, but we fly out tomorrow.
I really want my nails to look nice though.
You know, we have just enough time to do our Jamberry nails before bed tonight. Go grab the hairdryer and the wraps.
Which one should we do?
There are so many to choose from, you decide.
Since we're going to Disney, we can do Frozen.
Okay, you can do the Disney kids wraps, the ones with Olaf, and I'll do the ones with my girl Elsa. She's my favorite.
Our nails are gonna look great.
And we can do them quickly before bed. Let's get these done. It's almost your bedtime. Jamberry nail wraps are easy to apply and will last up to 2 weeks on your fingers and up to 4 weeks on your toes. With so many available styles, from their seasonal collection to their simple and classic designs to their international styles, your nails will always look amazing. And you'll love, love, love the Disney collection by Jamberry. Everything from kids wraps to villains to Finding Dory, the princesses, Lion King, and so much more. All you need to do is decide which style you're going to rock, and your nails will be fabulous in minimal time. Don't delay. Contact Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails consultant, today to get started right away. You can reach her at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. That's emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. And be sure to check out her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com. Friends, one of the things that really stands out to me when I'm at Disney World is all of the groups of multi-generational families that I see. It's so wonderful to see grandparents enjoying their grandchildren experiencing Disney. But sometimes it's not so easy for grandparents to walk all over the world, and so sadly they sometimes miss out on much of the adventure, or even decide they just can't go on the trip. Or what if you get injured right before your Disney trip? Maybe you won't be able to walk, and we all know there's a lot of walking. It's heartbreaking to think of not being able to enjoy a trip you've been planning because of an unexpected injury. Or maybe you struggle with an invisible disability. Thankfully, you can turn to Tanner Scooter Rentals for help. Tanner Scooter Rentals provides personalized, friendly service, and they're the only scooter company in Orlando to provide an on-time delivery guarantee, because no one wants to waste precious Disney vacation time waiting on a scooter delivery. And how great is this? Every delivery includes personal scooter operation instruction, so you won't have to wonder how to get around. And you won't have to waste any time between delivery and getting to the parks, because each scooter is delivered fully charged and ready to go. And here's the best part. Every scooter easily adjusts to your height. All you need to do is ask their delivery specialist for help. And the scooters fold up to fit easily into compact cars, monorails, buses, and boats. So there's nowhere you can't go because you're using a scooter. Plus, keep in mind that each theme park only has so many ECVs available. So by the time you arrive at the park, you might not be able to get one. So why risk it? Make your reservation online today and guarantee that you'll have a clean, safe, and ready-to-go scooter at www.tannerscooterrentals.com. That's www.tannerscooterrentals.com. Or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. Tell them the mouse in our house sent you. So, tonight, we are going to be hearing all about Michelle and Larry's Disney life.
That's going to be awesome.
I know, I wish I had a Disney life, which I don't, sadly.
So they must, what, like 10 minutes from
all
Disney?
Have Disney life. How big of a Disney life we have.
Well, yours is a better Disney life than mine. You know.
Yeah, we're.
Let's just make that clear.
900 miles from.
So Michelle and Larry, actually, when I say they have a Disney life, they have a Disney life because they live only a few miles from the parks. You want to tell everybody where you, more or less, your area, how far you live from the parks.
We're Champions Gate, Florida. We're 8 miles from the Magic Kingdom.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. That's like, I'll walk.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. So you're basically living the life that we all wish we could live.
We all wish that we could be around the corner and just go around the corner and go, all right, I'm here.
So, full
disclosure. If there wasn't any trees in the way, we could.
Yeah, oh. Right? Yeah. Those darn trees.
So, full disclosure, Larry actually works at one of the parks, but that's not what this episode is about. Maybe he'll come back and talk to us a little bit about his job on another episode, if he'd like. But Michelle actually gets to go to the park. So Larry obviously gets to go to the parks every day for his job. But Michelle gets to go, a couple times a week, I think you said?
Yeah, as a guest, I'm there twice a week.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Nice.
I'm jealous.
Nice.
amazing. It really is. Oh. I love it.
You never get sick of it?
I know. Okay. Never. People ask me all the time, don't you get bored? I'm like, no, I don't at mm-hmm. all.
Okay.
You know, every time it's a different experience.
It is. Okay.
That's what I was going to ask her.
Ever, you know, the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how do you pick what park you're going to go to that day? Is it just a random, you know, I just feel like going here or there? Are you going based on something? Or
so the coin toss?
It's kind of, okay, what do we want to ride today?
Yeah. What am I in the mood to ride? Do I want to go on Rock and Roller Coaster? Do I want to go on Peter Pan? That's, what am I in the mood for?
Okay.
You know, was it a stressful work week? Okay, I think I'm going to have to go on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Okay.
Takes the stress away?
So, Larry.
When you get to scream at the top of your lungs and nobody cares how loud you're screaming.
Oh, yeah.
That takes a lot of stress away.
Oh, man. I got to try that.
That sounds good. So, Larry, I know that you said that you work there, so obviously you go there every day for work. But do you get to go as often as Michelle does just for fun? Or, you know, do your schedules kind of coincide where you can go with her or no?
Usually they do, but recently business has just been so good that I've been working so much overtime. I basically make my hours at work, and going to work does not take away from the magic for me. Because I help create the magic. So.
Awesome.
That's great.
Awesome. So we'll talk after this show, Larry, and maybe you might come back and just tell us a little bit about what you do without getting into too many specifics, because I know you can't. But, you know, maybe you can give us the perspective of someone who works there. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So now let me ask you, did you always live there or did you relocate?
Well, we relocated. I was born on Long Island, New York, and we moved down to Georgia, and we lived in Georgia about 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to Florida. Larry really wanted to move here. My parents, they live here, and I wanted to move closer to them. Then Larry actually gave me kind of an ultimatum. I'm going. If you want to go, you can go. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was born down here in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
But then raised up in Buffalo, New York.
Ooh.
Moved to New York City when I was in the military. And then when I got out of the military, we moved to Georgia when I became a truck driver. And then we moved down here when I gave her the ultimatum.
There you go.
I said, I'm going to Orlando with her without you.
Now,
I said, make up your mind. I said, next year I'm going to be in Orlando. And she said, I guess we're moving to Orlando. Yep.
So let me ask you the question. The question begs to be asked. Did you move down there for family? Did you move down there for the Magic Kingdom?
I think we're really big Disney lovers. Yeah. So,
yeah. I think it was both because her brother and her parents were already living down here. I have some family that's down here. So it was kind of putting us in an area where we both had family instead of just one of us had family.
Yeah.
Great.
And then when I gave her the ultimatum, all of a sudden her sister was like, okay, I guess we're moving to Florida too.
Wow.
So then her whole family wound up being down here.
So you had a following. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. It's like
you led the movement.
Yeah. Yes, you led the movement.
You know, Manny always says he wants to move down.
Yep.
Or he wants to move out of New Jersey, let's say. Down south, maybe South Carolina or Florida. And I'm always saying, if I could pick up my family and have them come with us,
they could follow us.
I would. But yeah. I'm not as lucky as you, because they're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I mean, really, though, you know, coming from New York, coming from New Jersey, where you guys are at.
Yeah.
You know, everybody actually retires down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
So we just made the move early in life.
That's yes.
Yes. You made the smart move.
While you can still enjoy your life, yeah.
Yep, Larry, you made the smart choice. Yep.
I bet you. I bet you it's a lot easier on your money being down in Florida, right? Because you know how New Jersey and New York is. Very expensive.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
oof. very expensive.
So, let's say, did you go into Disney today?
No, we didn't. We actually did something a little different because we're actually on a staycation right now.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
We actually went out to Clearwater to an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
We saw a movie a few years ago, A Dolphin's Tale.
Oh, yes.
And we always wanted to go out there and see the dolphins, but we always just put it off. And then finally I was just like, you know what? We're taking a staycation. Let's just go. Let's just do it.
So cool.
That's what we did today. We went to the aquarium and it was fun. We had a good time.
Did you see Winter? Is Winter still there?
Yeah, we saw both Hope and Winter.
Oh, cool.
We actually saw Winter without her tail on.
Yeah, she didn't have her prosthetic tail on today.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So walk me through a regular day, Michelle. You're getting up in the morning, or you and Larry, if you're both going into the parks that day. You're waking up in the morning. You're trying to figure out which park you're going to hit. Take us along on a day for you going into the parks.
Let me say it this way, okay? When Michelle works the overnight at her job, so when she gets off on her first day off from work, she doesn't even go to bed. She just goes straight to the park.
Oh.
She goes from work to the park.
Oh, my gosh.
And she does until that night.
Really?
And then
she'll
go to sleep.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's usually her first day off from work.
Okay, nice. So I'm gathering two things. A, you're much younger than me.
Yep.
And because that's not happening. And B, you don't have children, right?
No, we do not have children.
Okay, so you are living the dream.
Yeah.
You're just coming, you know, except for your job to kind of, you know, hinder you a little bit. You're free as can be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. So you're leaving work. Now, does Larry meet up with you at the park sometimes?
Sometimes he'll meet up with me. If not, I just keep going. Like, my first day off, I'm there. The second day, I'm up. I'm there. I'm rope drop.
All right. Okay. All right. So take me through a day.
If she's getting off of work and I'm going into work, she'll go straight to the park. If I'm not going into work that day, then she'll come home and pick me up and we'll go together.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at that. I can see her tearing into the parking lot, you know, kind of like Dukes of Hazzard style, you know, and you kind of going over the hood and getting in the car because, you know, we got to make rope drop.
That's right. I can make rope drop.
So, which one is your favorite park to go into?
Okay. My favorite park is Magic Kingdom, but living locally, it's a pain to get to it.
Really?
Because you got to park, then you got to take the tram,
then
you got to take a boat or the monorail. So, I love it, but I just think it's a pain to get to.
You know, you can always park at Epcot, right, and jump on the monorail, or no?
Yeah, no, you can always do that. I don't know, I don't, I actually never really thought about that. I know you could, but I just never really.
You can.
I just figured it might be easier.
There are other options that you always have.
Uh-huh.
But I think for me, my favorite part, because I am such an animal lover.
Oh, here we go.
Is going to be Animal Kingdom.
There you go.
Animal Kingdom, that park is just too hot.
Africa hot.
Oh my god!
It's awesome. Animal
I was in Iraq, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh, you were?
Night, and oh my god, it was nighttime. I thought it was.
Well, I just want to say to you, Larry, thank you for your service.
Yep. Thank you for your support.
Oh, you're very welcome. We love our troops.
Yep.
We know what freedom costs, and we wouldn't have it without you guys. Okay, so let's say you're Let's go with Michelle first, and then Michael, you'll walk us through a day at the Animal Kingdom. So if you're going into Magic Kingdom, Michelle, walk us through what you're doing, because I'm assuming that, unlike us, that are only there for maybe a week, if we're lucky, and we're going, you know, and trying to get on these rides and trying to make our fast passes and all that jazz, you know, and our ADRs and our reserve, you know, dining and all that stuff. you probably just walk in like, I own the place, you know?
Yeah, I just, you know, I walk in, there's, that's why I love Disney so much, because you leave your problems at the gate.
Yes.
And you're just in another world. I'm stress-free. I'm not in a rush.
Yes.
You know, and I'm going to sit there if I want, you know, rope drops at 9 and Snow White's meeting at 9:30. I'll sit in front of, you know, the,
the little plazas?
Town Square Theater.
Yes.
In a chair waiting for Snow White to have her meet and greet.
So you've watched me dash you by, like, you know, like a mad woman when I'm there.
And it's very relaxing to me. I like the people watch, you know, all people watch, you know, and it's just, I love watching people with the first time buttons.
Yes.
And it's like that.
Happy
just,
birthday buttons.
Happy birthday. Yeah. No, I really love the
happy
first.
Anniversary.
I really love the first visit buttons the most.
Yeah, well, they're because, so special.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had my first time when I was, like, 4 years old, and I don't remember it, but, you know, that's exciting. You know, they're looking at maps.
Yes.
You know, they don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, it's just such a magical place. It's, there's no place on Earth like Disney World.
No, there is not.
And they don't, you know, they don't, it's just, I don't know, it's just an amazing thing to me. I love the first visit buttons.
It is. It's.
Wow, I'm actually kind of jealous of you. You know, I can be here every day, but you know what? I'm a little envious.
Why?
You know, this is your first time. I kind of know what to expect, even though every visit is different. But,
Yeah, but dear, you get envious of people taking the Magical Express in.
No, yes, I do. I really do.
The problem with the Magical Express is that a few days later it becomes the Tragical Express.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's all fine and dandy. We're all smiles when we're getting on the first time, but
it's all
those bus drivers
and,
can tell you it's not pretty at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be driving home from work and see the Magical Express like text me by. I'm like, I wish I was on that bus.
You know what I love? I love the wonder of anybody, kids, adults, whatever, seeing that castle for either the first time in their lives or just the first time on that trip.
Yeah.
There's just something about that castle that...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and you know what? I do get a little teary-eyed when I walk in and I see that castle. I'm just like, wow.
Oh.
You know, this is an amazing life. It really is.
There is nothing... To me, there is nothing like that feeling on a trip. I mean, I could have been at Disney. Like, sometimes, you know, we get in on our first flight. So, we're there before 11 at the resort. And, you know, sometimes we'll just hang at the resort a little bit just to get our bearings if it's a new resort. Or we'll go down to Disney Springs for lunch or whatever. And then, of course, our first park always has to be Magic Kingdom. And then we end the trip on Magic Kingdom. But I could have been at Disney Springs or whatever. But that vacation did not start until I walk under that train station and into Town Square. There's nothing like it. That feeling is always new. It's always fantastic and amazing. Looking at that castle down up the street from you is amazing. And every single trip, when we say goodbye to that castle and goodbye to that park, I still always get misty-eyed. There's just something, you know, I think it's because I realize, you know, whatever I'm going through in life is coming back at me now. You know, I put it away for however many days of that trip, you know, and now it's back to reality. And I don't think I like that sometimes so much.
Yeah, I don't like back to reality.
Yeah.
I think I want back to Disney.
Best part about Disney World is actually the fact that whether you have no money at all or all the money in the world, there's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Whether it's just park, whether it's just resort hopping.
Yes.
And seeing all the different resorts and walking through all the different shops and just seeing what there is.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's true.
I agree. So, Michelle, so then, okay, so you've walked into the park, you're kind of taking it easy. Do you make fast passes or do you just go with the flow?
I'll make fast passes for the popular rides.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peter Pan's Flight is a must. I love Peter Pan's Flight, but you're gonna need a fast pass for that because that ride I've never seen under an hour.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable amount of time that you wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes like 2 hours, 50 minutes.
I mean, some of the more popular rides, though, too, will wait until like during certain times of the day, the fireworks show at the end of the night, because then you could hop on a lot of those more popular rides.
Oh, sure.
When people are watching the other
stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do that all the time.
That the wait is going to be down, like during the 3 o'clock parade or the fireworks show. When we know that a lot of people are going to be not doing that stuff, they're going to be watching the stuff that they can't see every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I know for us, what we do is we have like one night where we'll go up to the California Grill at the Contemporary, and we'll watch at that time was Wishes from there. But every other night that we are at the Magic Kingdom, we're doing the rides while everybody else is watching the fireworks show.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't beat the view from Wishes, from California Grill anyway, so. I'm not trying to give up an hour or two sitting there waiting for, you know, holding my spot for the fireworks. Yeah.
Might as well go on rides and you can see them too while you're on the ride.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, Michelle, walk us through the rest of your day, so you know.
Oh, so yeah, so I, like I said, I do the fastest popular ride. You know, it depends on what I'm in the mood for. If I walk in, I'll you know, sometimes I'll go right to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes,
and that's usually walk on at like boat drop from 10 to 11.
Uh huh.
So I'll hit Adventureland, then I'll walk over to Tomorrowland because Tomorrowland has not really gotten like too crazy crowd wise by 11.
Uh-huh.
Usually people start off in Fantasyland, so I'll do Buzz Lightyear. I will do the People Mover. I love the People
Mover.
Me
too.
Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
I love
Carousel of Progress.
I think it's so amazing. I'm not really a Space Mountain fan because I do have back problems, so I do skip Space Mountain.
Okay.
So
yeah, no, we've never done it.
Must for me. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, then I'll usually head over to Fantasyland. And, you know, I tell Larry I'm just going to say hi to the princesses.
There you go.
And I'll go see Cinderella and Elena. They're my friends.
Do you stop by Gaston at all?
I've only done Gaston once. And that's only because his line actually does get really long.
Uh-huh.
Very hot outside most of the time, so I just don't want to wait out in the sun.
Oh.
But the one time I did do it, he is absolutely an amazing character to meet.
He is. He's my favorite for sure. He's awesome.
Mickey Mouse is mine.
Mickey Mouse is yours.
You're keeping it real.
There you go.
I gotta keep it real. I love the mouse.
That's right. Well, who doesn't, you know? You gotta love the mouse.
Oh, gosh.
So are you now, do you eat at the parks or do you just bring your own lunch with
sometimes,
you
sometimes? Yeah, sometimes
it's expensive.
There's been times where I have, you know, gone to the park at road trip, come home for lunch, and then gone to another park.
I love you. I need that life.
Yep. Go home, eat, go to another park.
Michelle,
come back, eat dinner, go to another park.
You are living my life.
Yeah.
The life I want.
What am I doing wrong here?
I don't know. You need to go work at
Disney.
Yeah,
you know, and I'll have, like, snacks in my backpack to eat. Like, you know, while I'm at, like, no, I'll come home for lunch sometimes. Or, like, you know, but sometimes I'll also, you know, it all depends. I might grab, like, you know, a burger and, what is that, Cosmic Rays? I just call it, like,
Cosmic Rays, yeah.
Yeah. Or Pecos Bills is actually pretty good, too, and I'll have lunch there. But most of the time, because, you know, Disney food actually does get a little pricey.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I asked the question. That's why I asked, because
I will come home and I'll make myself lunch and then I'll just go back out.
That is one happy lunch.
Jeez.
Man, I am so envious. Oh.
I mean, sometimes, too, if we plan on doing a whole day at the parks, We'll just take snacks with us for the whole day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We could stay there all day.
Oh, my gosh. So
we'll find, like, I know a lot of locations where the AC is, like, really blowing inside the buildings.
Yeah.
And we'll go and stand inside the buildings for a while and just look at different stuff in the shops and stuff and just catch a whole bunch of AC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, before my next trip, I'm actually going to, like, message you and get all of the the little nitty-gritties that I need to know. I'm not kidding.
For real. They're inside a nice AC store looking out the window of everybody just walking by. We're like sweating all over the place.
So, Michelle, Larry, let me ask you. Date night. Does that involve Disney?
Yes,
it absolutely does. Usually, I mean, a lot of times, actually, our date night will be at Disney Springs.
Uh-huh.
And we'll go to the AMC side for dinner and a movie.
Nice.
Okay. Stuff,
and we'll do that.
Right.
And a lot of people think that that's actually pretty pricey.
Uh-huh.
But it's really not. I mean, if you calculate what you would actually spend going to a regular movie,
right,
getting popcorn, getting all the snacks and stuff, and then going out to dinner afterwards,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're really actually not even spending more than you would do in that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You're two person on a stone. You're sitting there watching a good movie, and you're having dinner, and it's actually really cool. I love it.
Cool.
I really do. But then there's sometimes that, you know, we'll go to
Raglan Road or...
Cool.
Yeah, we'll go to Raglan Road or we'll go to Hollywood Studios. We like to challenge each other on Toy Story Mania.
Nice. I love that.
I like that. So, any romantic dates walking around the World Showcase? Maybe you take her to Italy for dinner, you know?
Actually, when we go to Italy for dinner, it's usually for the pizza at... Mm. Via Napoli.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's actually pizza from up north.
Okay.
Not down here.
Yeah. You know what's good too that you guys now got down there? You got Blaze Pizza, right? At Disney Springs.
We have Blaze Pizza.
Oh, I'm trying that for the first time on Friday.
It's good.
I've already had Blaze Pizza. She has not.
It's very good.
I'm finally going to take her to get some Blaze Pizza.
Yes, right. It's very good. We had one open up down the road from us here maybe a year to 2 years ago, and it's very good. So if you're missing New York pizza, I guess, you know, that'll
That's
have
close.
To do, you know.
Yeah.
We have gone to Via Napoli
many times.
Almost every trip. We have yet to taste the pizza, though.
We get the Metro Mezza,
okay,
which is a meter long pizza.
It takes up like the whole table.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man!
And it'll just be me and Michelle there eating it.
So we'll take it home and then we'll eat it for days. We're like, oh, this is amazing.
Oh wow, that's awesome! Yeah, with us, it's like we can't even take a doggy bag home. Where are we gonna go with it? You know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean it. The Metro Mezza pizza, it feeds up to 4 people.
Wow.
So, okay.
Okay.
But you can get 2 different toppings. So you could have half of it as one type of pizza and the other half as another type of pizza.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Good to know. All
right.
All right.
Okay, so Larry, you're up. Now, on a day where you're going in and you're not working, but you're going into Animal Kingdom... how does that day work out for you? Tell us more or less what you do.
I am really big at looking at all the different animals that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I am usually at the oasis for probably about a half an hour looking at all the different birds.
Wow.
And then we work our way up to the Tree of Life and... go see It's a Bug's Life.
Love that show.
Yeah, it's an awesome show.
Yeah, it's tough to be a bug. It's a bug's life. And
then you usually go was Who the Boss, and we had to go meet Minnie and Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Their, like, outfit. They're like, was it their safari outfit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, their safari outfit.
Uh-huh.
And then it's usually over to Africa to jump on the safari.
Cool. Okay.
We'll hit the Lion King show.
Okay.
But then usually we go over to Asia after that and jump on Everest.
Okay. We haven't done that yet.
Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Dino Land and jump on Dinosaur.
Yeah, but now things are going to be different.
Now with Pandora, I mean, I just bought my my Banshee last night, so.
Oh, cool.
So nice. I have my very own Banshee.
So what color is he?
He is red, white, and blue with a little bit of black in him.
Okay, and red, white, and blue, I like.
Him. Oh my God, really?
I named him Saint Patriot.
Saint Patriot?
Saint Patriot.
Okay. Are you a Patriots fan or something?
No, I'm just patriotic.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay. Sorry, I was a little slow there. The red, white, and blue should have given it away.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have Patriots on the brain. I don't know why. I'm not even a football person.
Hey, football season.
This is coming up.
Well, there's a lot to be said about last Super Bowl, but that's okay. That's another topic from someone who doesn't even like football.
I'm with you.
I don't want to lose any listeners with my opinion on football. Oh, my gosh. So that's awesome. Everybody, I know they were sold out for a little bit. I guess they're back, huh?
Yeah, they're back. Yeah, they had a big...
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I knew he was going to have one.
So do you take him into the park with you?
You know, when they first got him in, it was hard for them to determine how many they would need and stuff. And they knew it was going to be popular, but they didn't realize that it was going to be that popular.
I can't believe how popular it is because it's pretty pricey, right?
$60 a piece.
Yeah, that's too pricey for me. So, are you gonna bring him? Are you gonna bring him into the park with you next time you go in, or?
I actually put it on yesterday and carried him along with me. After I bought him.
Cool. On his shoulder the rest of the night.
There you go. So, what are your thoughts on Pandora? Being that you're a big Animal Kingdom guy.
I love it. So far, I've only been on the Navi River ride.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing, the technology that they had to come up with for that ride itself was amazing. And I get to go on Flight of Passage on Saturday.
SS Flight of Passage. I'm not doing that,
So I finally got to actually see Pandora yesterday, and it was just amazing. We went into Pandora right when it was starting to just get dark.
Uh-huh.
So we got to see it a little bit in the light time, and then at nighttime where everything's just lit up, and it's just beautiful. The ground is lit up. It is just amazing.
You can hear, like, it just comes alive, the animals, yeah, the trees.
You can hear the animals from other planets right there. It's crazy.
Wow. Awesome. I'm looking forward to it on our next trip. God only knows when that will be. Hopefully next year. But,
hopefully.
Yeah. But, oh, wow. Everything I see coming out of there looks amazing. Were you big fans? Are you big fans of the movie?
I am.
She's not.
Okay.
That movie was a one and done for me. I was just like, okay, well, that was good.
Well, you only have to wait 20 years for, you know, the sequel, you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're really stepping those out.
So now that... since you guys live down there, and most of your family is down there, or a lot of your family is down there, any holidays at the parks at all?
No.
No. Okay.
We definitely. It just they fill up the capacity. You know, like this year we actually did a family night around Christmas time.
Okay.
To see, like, you know, the Christmas lights and the special fireworks and everything, but it was nowhere near the holiday because you don't want to go there on Christmas Day. You know,
you don't want to go there.
We've been warned.
We've been warned. That sounded like a big warning.
Yeah. Do not go.
So,
yeah, no.
Now, how about the Christmas parade? Are you there for the day of shooting, or you just stay clear of it?
We've never been to the Christmas parade.
We were supposed to go last year, but I was going to take my nieces with me.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the amount of how early you have to get there for the shoot and stuff to have two little girls screaming for a couple hours before the shoot.
Oh.
I was like, no, we'll just go to the park and forget
we'll
about it.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the smart way to do it. Yeah, for sure. So, getting a little bit away from your everyday Disney life, which I am so green with envy about, here's another little thing that I'm green with envy about. So you mentioned to me that you also had a Disney wedding. So
yeah,
obviously Disney is a huge part of your life. And it's not just from now, from when you moved down. It's obviously been in the works for years, I would imagine. So did you also have a Disney engagement?
Yes, we did.
Okay. So, okay. So tell me about it. Start off with your engagement and then we'll move into the wedding.
We actually got engaged at Chef Mickey at 8:00 in the morning, but
I'm going to tell the story about
you're going to leave this part out.
No.
After doing a little drinking around the world at Epcot the night before.
Oh!
So, her parents actually booked Chef Mickey for us.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that I was going to propose to her at Chef Mickey. So, they actually booked it and paid for it. And
nice.
They approved of the ring and everything and approved of me marrying their daughter. So, I had planned it out. I had taken the ring and locked it up in the safe until the day, and I told her she was not allowed to go inside the safe because I would just take up whatever money we needed for that day, and then this way we didn't overspend.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So that morning, she gets up and she's like, "We could just cancel Chef Mickey." And I'm like, "No, we can't. No, we can't. Absolutely not."
So were you staying there on vacation?
Yeah.
Yes, we came on vacation from New York.
Okay, got you.
And
I was staying at the Saratoga Springs on my mom's agency.
It was
nice.
While I was still in the military.
Okay, nice.
So, I had gotten the ring out when she was getting ready, and I had slipped it in my pocket. And then when we got there, I wanted to do it when Mickey Mouse came around to our table.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she kind of picked out the ring and stuff, so I knew she was going to say yes, I was still nervous.
Oh.
I was like fumbling with the camera and everything. Mickey Mouse came around to the table, and she kind of, like, turned around, because she was, like, so embarrassed with me fumbling with the camera.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were doing.
And she turned back around, and I was down on one knee, and she was like, "What?" And the whole room just got silent.
Oh.
Like, you could hear a pin drop, and they were like, "Is this for real?"
Oh.
And
How wonderful. So did you felt every eye on you. So much for being nervous. Now you had all this pressure on you.
I was not nervous until that second. Wow.
No pressure. Don't fumble. Don't mess it up.
No pressure at all.
You ever have that feeling where everybody's looking at you?
I don't know how much you guys know of Chef Mickey, but people came from the other rooms.
Yes.
To see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
We were there once. We had breakfast there once, and it's hopping. I mean, it's full. It's not, you know, there's a lot of people. So, oof. I'm kind of feeling a little sweaty for you here. Ooh, that was rough. and Michelle, you had no inkling?
I knew Ivy was going to propose in New York City, to be honest with you.
No, actually, you thought in front of the castle.
Oh.
I was telling her it was going to be in New York City, in Times Square.
Uh-huh.
But she thought it was going to be in front of the castle.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I never would have thought 8:00 in the morning.
A little deviation there.
Well, he had to surprise you. I mean, you know.
He threw you off course there.
I should have, you know, thinking about it now, I should have known he's dragging me out the door to get to the Mickey Waffles. But, you know, I thought I really enjoyed Mickey Waffles.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, I don't think there's any bad location at Disney World to get engaged, right?
Nope.
There absolutely is not.
Absolutely. I agree. Main Street is beautiful. Any place, really. You know? Epcot, all of it. It's beautiful places.
The front entrance before you go in.
So tell me a little bit about your Disney wedding then. We've just been doing a couple episodes on Disney weddings, so this is, you know, a great treat to hear another Disney wedding story. This is awesome.
Yeah, we got married in Disney at August 22nd, 2009. We had the ceremony at the wedding pavilion next to the Grand Floridian. I really wanted this pony on Tara, if you told me no. But, so...
I'm not a Tara fan.
I don't blame you.
But he wanted, like, you know, the traditional
pony. Yeah.
I thought, you know, Tara, that would be really fun, but no, he wasn't into it. So... We had it there. We had the Cinderella's coach.
Nice.
Picking up at the Grand Floridian. I had no idea I was getting that. That was a big surprise.
So you actually stayed at the Grand Floridian for the wedding?
No. She stayed at Oney West.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at.
You just stayed at the
I was at the Ulster's once the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My mom had a villa over at Oak West with her DVC, so we actually had, like, you know, the rehearsal dinner at the villa, because the villas at Oak West are actually really, really big.
Nice.
So we were able to have, like, you know, a wedding party there and some family there at, you know, our wedding rehearsal.
Okay.
Because those villas are huge.
Wow.
So I stayed at Oak West over with my mom, my sister, and he stayed over at, Sports and so we had the ceremony at the pavilion, and you know, when they picked you up and took me, because you go to the Grand Floridian for our photos, they took me outside, and the cameraman was just like, "Do you want to go for a ride?" And I go, "Oh no, that's not mine." The Cinderella, because she goes, "Oh, yes, it is."
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh my god. At first I was like, you know, the cost went through my head. I was like, I'm gonna kill him. Amazing. You know, it is a short distance ride, but you know, as you're going past, this little girl is just sitting there looking at you in like amazement.
Yes.
And you actually feel like Cinderella.
Of course.
And, you know, they're waving to you and you're waving back. And you know, I just remember my dad whispering in my ear, "Enjoy every moment of this, because this will probably never happen again."
Oh. You know, our last wedding couple mentioned how her dad was such a big fan, and he enjoyed it probably even more than she did, and he was big on the Cinderella ride, the Cinderella coach ride. So your dad too, huh?
Yeah, my dad is a big fan of Cinderella, Yeah. Oh, no, he loves it.
You know, I have to have a show on dads.
But then everybody in the wedding party, we only play Disney songs. So
awesome.
So the guests were walking down the aisle to their seats while Disney songs were going. The men walked down to "I Just Can't Wait to Be King." What did the women walk down?
Someday my prince will come.
Oh, nice.
And then at the end, when the ceremony was over, we walked back up and a whole new world.
I walked down the aisle to "I Can't Wait to Be King" tonight.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, nice.
And then we walked back up the aisle with "A Whole New World."
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, and we had two coach buses that picked up all the guests, and we had reception actually over in Epcot. Now, I wanted the reception actually at the Great Movie Ride in the Wizard of Oz section, but you could not have a DJ.
Ah.
So that's why I didn't go with that, because I just saw 5 hours of us just eating, staring, and looking at each other and talking with, you know, just be a little weird. So, you know, you have to have, like, you know, some kind of dancing and stuff like that. So we went with the Living Seas VIP room over in Epcot.
Nice. Do you see the aquarium?
Yeah.
Yes, you're actually on where you're coming around on the Finding Nemo ride at the very last aquarium.
Nice.
You can see the guests on the ride.
Oh, wow.
But the guests cannot see you.
Wow. Hmm. Awesome. It's amazing. Like, I never realized how many different things you could opt for with these Disney weddings. Every one of you has had a completely different story and a different wedding. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the best part is that everything's a la carte.
Uh-huh.
So it's just whatever you want to spend.
It's whatever you want to spend, yeah.
That is awesome.
If you have unlimited funds, I would have had a wonderful time with that. But
if we would have had unlimited funds, it would have probably been at the castle.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
We had Mickey and Minnie. They were there.
Awesome.
They were there for what, about 45 minutes, I believe?
Wow.
And they were only supposed to be there for about 30 minutes, and they wound up giving us an extra couple minutes.
So what did they do when they were there? Were they...
And the best part was that when they walked into the room, that the adults knocked over the kids' tickets.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. So...
You're 5 years old again, you know.
But that's the truth of it. When you're in Disney, that's how you feel, like you're 5 years old again. So, what do Mickey and Minnie do at the reception? Do they take pictures with the guests? Do they sign autographs?
They take pictures. And then they just walk around and keep dancing.
Yeah, and they did the cake cutting with us.
Yes, that's right. They did do the cake cutting with us.
Wow.
So
awesome.
But we also had the Major Domo.
Uh-huh.
He carried our rings down the aisle in the glass slipper.
Okay.
During the ceremony. And when we went over for the reception, he actually announced the whole wedding party.
Nice.
And then announced us and said, you know, I have to go back to the castle now. I'm needed there, but I hope you have a magical day.
Wow.
I'm not having a Disney wedding.
You can renew your vows. You can renew your vows. That is awesome. That is so awesome. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you guys. So did you follow up with a Disney honeymoon?
No, we actually, because we went to the Magic Kingdom the next day, and then we went back to New York, and that was it.
Okay, well, it's not bad. You got to go down to the magic, you know, to the world and get married and, you know, spend a couple of days. I mean, that's not bad.
No.
Yeah,
we were there for the whole week prior.
Oh, so you had a pre-moon.
Yeah, we had a pre-honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's not so bad. I'll take it. You know?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, it was not right back to New York 2 days later.
All right, well, you know. Now you're and now you're making up for lost time.
That's true. That is
exactly.
True.
Every day is a honeymoon now.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. That is awesome. Oh my gosh, I gotta say, you guys are definitely living the life I was meant to live.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Disney engagement, the Disney wedding, the Disney life.
Yep.
What's next?
Hopefully
it'll be the Disney kids, but.
Okay.
I do want to do Disney around the world.
I'm going to Disneyland Paris, Shanghai.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Well, I will say that both of our Disney wedding couples that were on previous episodes are now expecting the Disney kids. So,
oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And one of them, I actually asked them on the show, so do you want to ever come back for a baby announcement? And you know, I later found out that they looked at each other and went, how does she know? Because they hadn't announced anything yet. So it was kind of funny. So you never know, you know. We are the Disney baby whisperers, apparently.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might be letting me know soon that there's a little announcement on the way. Uh-oh.
We have the crystal slipper that tells
all. Uh-oh. I think I might have hit on something right now.
Uh-oh. Next week they'll call us. Hey, guess what?
Well, I so enjoy learning about how you live your life down near Disney World. I mean, I can't imagine a better way of... I mean, I know people retire and they go live on an island or whatever, but to me, just knowing that, you know, 2 or 3 days out of the week or whenever... I can just wake up or leave work and go and just
the
pop into...
The whole day at the park.
Oh, my gosh.
And stay there, like, basically the whole night, sleep.
I can't even, like, wrap my head around it.
Man.
I mean, that would be so awesome for me, you know?
I'm going to take a flight down there now.
Well, maybe they'll meet you at the park.
Hey, there's still plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. I have had such a great time talking to both of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we had a really good time too.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been amazing, you know, just listening to you guys. And I'm so happy to hear that even though you get there so often and Larry, you work there, that the magic is not lost, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
That's just
but you're always having fun and you don't get, you know, like
bored with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's great when Michelle said that you don't get bored.
Yeah.
Every day's a different adventure. You go to a different park and you have a good time.
I need that kind of adventure.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
The best part about it is like you think that you know everything and then all of a sudden you'll see something new and you're like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Has that always been there?
Exactly.
Yes.
How did I miss that?
Yes, absolutely.
Every single day, how did I miss that?
Exactly,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing that I hate the most, and probably because you live there, you get to get the time to do this, is I like to go at rope drop when there's nobody around and I can see things. It's like going to the mall, right? I like to be there when the mall opens because there's not many people around, so I can see. When everybody's there, you can't see anything. You know, I get overwhelmed, and it's like, you know, I can't even see the clothes that are on sale or anything. I everybody's in the way.
She goes early for the sales.
No, I just like to go look. I feel like you can't look when there's a crowd. You know, you can't see everything.
Yeah, they're all hiding the sale signs.
Somebody, exactly. You know, so. That's like what I love is walking down Main Street when there's very few people around. You know, I can get in, you know, the windows on Main Street
and relax.
You know, just look at everything and look and say, oh my gosh, look what they did here. Look what's, you know, like you said, look what's there. Has it always been here? I don't remember this, you know? Oh my gosh. I have to somehow figure out a way to live that Disney life.
I could imagine you just you spend, you would spend 1 week just on Main Street.
I would. I would.
1 week on Main Street. Just look at every nook and cranny.
I would. And I'd probably have like 10 million pictures.
That's of everything. I would have done three parks in 1 week.
Yeah, no, I like to take it in. I like to think about what it means, what it signifies, what did Walt think about this, you know, see all that stuff. Because, you know, I'm a Disney nerd.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, Michelle's friend came down to Disney from New York, and she took pictures of the squirrels.
Yeah.
She said, look, it's a Disney squirrel.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, exactly.
Just like I do when I take pictures of the lizard.
Yeah, the lizards,
the
yeah.
The lizards at the bus stops.
Yeah, that, yeah, we could do without the lizards.
They're harmless.
We could do without the lizards. they're not Disney lizards. They're,
yeah, they're
imported
they're
or something.
They're parking lot lizards.
Yeah, they're imported or something.
Imported. Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Friends, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. Be sure to check out all of our wonderful sponsors. We have Orlando Stroller Rentals at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. And their Facebook page, of course, is Orlando Stroller Rentals. Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. She has her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com. And she also has her Facebook page at Emily Olson-Jamberry Nails Independent Consultant. And, of course, let's not forget Tanner Scooter Rentals at www.tannerscooterrentals.com or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. If you love Walt Disney World and the theme parks and you enjoy walkthrough videos of the parks and so much more, make sure to go over to YouTube and subscribe to the Theme Park Brothers YouTube channel. And if you enjoy listening to podcasts that aren't Disney related, check out the chat podcast where good friend of the show, Greg Nevis, interviews some awesome guests. And don't forget to help us make the show easier to find by going over to iTunes to rate and review the show.
Guys, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Mouse in the House. And you can also find us on Twitter at Mouse in Our House. And you can also contact us at themouseinourhouse@yahoo.com.
And don't forget to reach out to us if you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World or anywhere else. Let us steer you in the right direction at absolutely no cost. And friends, please join us here every other Saturday for everything Disney from our perspective here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can download and subscribe to the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic every other Saturday. And until next time, don't forget to keep the mouse in your house. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.